This is the Monday, May 2nd edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Got you covered with a variety of action in the NBA. Also some baseball at the very end. So sit back and enjoy like we always do. We'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Anita Marks, but not in Vegas. We were alongside each other last week, but back to the regular scheduled programming.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm still not back to 100% after my Friday night red eye. And then, of course, a bunch of my friends celebrated my birthday in the city on Saturday. I'm almost there, but I had an absolute blast out there in Vegas. So thank you for you and Joe and Tyler, everybody rolling out the red carpet. It was great. Doug, thank you.
Well, we had a blast with you as well. So it was good to get you out here and some of the others behind the scenes as well. So a lot of fun out here, Vegas. Congratulations. You did a remarkable job. It's always good for the city. And so, without incident, so to speak. So good to get the draft under our belts. But the NBA playoffs continue. And obviously a disappointing storyline developing with the Sixers with Joel Embiid. However, maybe he's back for game three when they get home. So maybe they were going to lose these first two games anyway. We don't know. But we do know the Heat are 7.5-point favorites at home with the James Harden-led Sixers. Now, since coming to Philly, Harden has never played in a game without being alongside Embiid. So we really don't know what to expect here. But I do expect some assists. I do not expect 25.5 points. So I like the under there. And I'll probably throw the Heat in a money line parlay with the Suns. I just don't want to get involved with this point spread. What about you?
Yeah, so I am going to lay the points with the Heat. These two teams went at it this season and they split the series 2-2. But really interesting, Doug, in those four games, neither team had a full healthy roster, right? So like the Heat were missing Jimmy Butler or, you know, the 76ers were missing Embiid or whatever the case may be. And now, as we know, the Heat coming in a lot, even though they're not going to have Lowry, but all in all, a better roster than the 76ers, which, by the way, with no Embiid, the season went 6-8. I think a lot is going to be asked of Maxey and Harden. Their bench is last in scoring in the postseason in the first round, only putting up 18 points per game. Meanwhile, the Heat bench, 35. So I just think this is a really tall task to ask Maxey and Harden to step up, as well as anemic as their bench has been. And as we know, we saw how great the Heat's defense has been playing. Number one defense against the fast break, only allowing teams to average 7 points per game in a fast break situation. And that's where a lot of the 76ers, especially with Harden there, get their points. So for me, the Heat check all the boxes. Now, I do like the over tonight for this reason. I think with Maxey and Harden being the two primary scorers, I think they're going to be pushing the pace. I don't think it's going to be half-court basketball tonight. So I think the pace is going to speed up a little bit. So I like the Heat. I'll lay the points. I'll lay the 7.5. I'm going to take the over at 208.5. And I am going to use the Heat in a money line parlay with the Mavs that I know we're going to get into in just a second.
Ooh, the Mavs. Okay, so I agree with the tempo. I think the pace will be fast. I think we saw that with the Bucks yesterday, trying to get points and shots before the Celtics defense can set up. I think Philly's going to try to do that with the Heat. And one of those wins is the Heat lost at home to Philly without both Embiid and Harden. So kind of crazy, like you said, regular season series. So I do lean to the Heat over their team total of 108.5. I think they're going to get some points pretty easily. But let's go to that second game because I need to see the Mavs play a team that's not dysfunctional, right? Like we saw them when they were facing the Jazz, but that team was just, coming apart at the seams and then some. So the Mavs obviously are very good and solid defensively. I just think the Suns are really a tough ass, the number one overall seed. So that's why I'm using them in the money line parlay. But you were alluding to the Mavs you like.
I do. So give me the Mavs. Give me the points. I think this game is going to be really close, if not possibly the Mavs winning it. They went 1-3 this season against the Suns. But keep in mind, Luka was only active, as I like to call it, active and attractive for one of those games. He typically averages 29 points per game against the Suns. And each and every time we talk about this team, I'm going to mention Brunson because I know Luka's the straw that stirs that drink. But boy, Brunson's the elixir. 28 points per game he's averaging in the postseason. And with Jason Kidd now as their head coach, he has elevated this defense. They're coming in. They have the sixth best defense in the NBA in the postseason. And their perimeter defense is one of the best. They're only allowing 109 points per game. Typically, if you do a deep dive into that Jazz series, what they did is they forced the Jazz into mid-range jumpers and limiting them with three-pointers. But meanwhile, they're crushing it in three-pointers. They have the most three-point attempts of all teams in the postseason. And Reggie Bullock has been tremendous, 41% from behind the arc. So a few things I'm playing here. I'm going to play the Mavs. I want the points at 5.5. I'm going to play the under just because I think that we've got two very good defensive units. So I'm going under 214.5. And the two prop bets I'm playing, Doug, I love Bullock over 2.5 three-pointers. He's been a beast, like I said, from behind the arc. And I think obviously, as always, Luka's going to get a lot of attention. Bullock is going to have some really good open looks. And last but not least, Ayton over 11.5 rebounds. You know, Mavs, since they traded KP, you know, they're all about small ball. And so there's really nobody who's going to be able to contest and contend with Ayton in the paint. So I do like over 11.5 rebounds for him.
All right. And I know you like him to maybe win the game. I was going to give you a heads up. Phoenix has won 9 straight meetings. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. 2019 was the last time the Mavs were victorious against Phoenix in any venue, and not just in the Valley. All right. A little baseball for the people before we go there. Anita, what do you got?
Yeah, so two games I'm eyeing tonight, and one is I like the Twins. I'll lay the -0.5. I'll lay the runs. Twins, they've won 9 of 10. They've got Paddock on the bump. He's got 13 strikeouts and only one walk in 14 innings. And oh, by the way, he has not allowed one home run this season. The O's, they only have 11 home runs on the season, one of the worst in Major League Baseball. Also, they've got Wells pitching for them tonight in 4 starts. He's 0-4. And the Twins just grip it and rip it against right-handed against right-handed pitchers. So I do like the Twins tonight, again, -1.5. And then also I like the under in the Yankees and Toronto Blue Jays game. They're going to be in Toronto. Toronto's done well. They've won 5 of their last 7. And the Blue Jays, though, they struggle against the sinker and the changeup pitch, which is Montgomery's go-to, two of his best pitches. Meanwhile, Judge has struggled against the Blue Jays playing in Toronto. And so I like the under here. So in the Yankees and Blue Jays game, I'm going to play the under at 8.5 runs, and I'm going to take the Twins, and I'll play them -1.5.
I like the being in the minority on that under, because that's definitely going to be a people betting the over between those two teams. But
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I like it. I like it. All right. That's good stuff. Little Monday podcast for you. I will see you later on Daily Wager. We have an earlier edition for those getting the download early in the day, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. We'll see you there for a full hour, then back to some regularly scheduled times. But thanks to everyone for downloading and rating and reviewing, subscribing, all that fun stuff. And we'll see you back here on the podcast tomorrow.